Officers from the Guardia Civil have arrested two British nationals in Guadman del Segura accused of organising a fake kidnapping. The supposed victim was a daughter of a couple from Manchester and was a girlfriend of the alleged perpetrator. The kidnapper sent SMS messages and emails to the girl's parents threatening to kill her unless a sum of £5,000 was received. The messages also included pictures of the girl having apparently suffered injury with bruises to her body and locked in a room. The parents complained to the UK police without knowing that the kidnapping was a fake, believing the threatening and frightening messages to be genuine and that their daughter was at risk. The British National Crime Agency collaborated with the Guardia Civil to investigate the facts, resulting in the Guardia Civil identifying the property involved and concluding that the kidnapping was in fact false. One of the two people arrested, the male, was already known to the police for previous offences. They're being brought before the courts in Torrevieja. Bathers received an unpleasant surprise on a beach of Arenales del Sol near Gran Alicante on Sunday after a body was washed up on the shore. The body was seen floating a few metres from the sand, and so rescuers attended to enact a recovery. The degree of decomposition of the body suggests that it had been in the water for several days with no other obvious signs of injury or cause of death. An autopsy is being carried out to determine the facts and identify the victim. And a paraglider died on Sunday after an incident whilst jumping off the cliff top at Santa Pola Lighthouse. A rescue helicopter from the Provincial Fire Consortium attended to render assistance to the man, but there was nothing that could be done to save his life. Santa Pola Lighthouse is one of the principal locations for paragliders to practice their sport and has been the scene of previous incidents.